You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got to do some Royals news because I haven't for a while. Prince Harry was doing an interview with Dax Shepard. You ever listen to Dax Shepard's podcast?
Armchair Experts. It's one of my favorites.
You like that one?
I do. It's really good.
So Prince Harry was on there and he was talking about how he was so glad to get away from the royal family because there's all this talk that it was Meghan Markle, you know, who dragged him away and like she ruined his life. And he's like, no. His quote was, when I was in my early 20s, I had a case of, I don't want this job. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. And then he added, look what it did to my mom.
Oh, too soon.
Prince Harry compared his family's situation to a cross between the movie The Truman Show and a zoo.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think there's any.
Doesn't he have anything nice to say?
He's not going to walk this one back, you know?
Yikes.
Wow. The CDC has come out and said vaccinated people can stop wearing masks.
Yeah.
There are certain situations where you'll still have to do it on airplanes and in certain other situations. Public transportation and such, and certain stores can require it, absolutely. But they say if you have been fully vaccinated and the time has gone by, you're good to go, unless, and they did do this caveat, unless things take another bad turn.
Yeah.
And we have all the mutants that show up, you know.
We'll see how this goes.
Jeremy and I have been laughing about this morning. There was an article on Slate.com that explained the real reason people don't want to go back to the office. Like you were just, we had a staff meeting yesterday and they were talking about the protocols for when full staff comes back aboard, right? And there's all this talk going around that, oh, people want to continue working remotely because they're more productive. That's maybe true in some cases, but it's not the real reason. It turns out the real reason people don't want to go back to the office is because they don't want to go back to the office restroom. They said they cannot do their business in public anymore.
I mentioned that the other day on the show because, you know, we're still coming in here to the studio every day. And the nice thing is our bathroom has been so clean and so empty and it does not stink. The ventilation here in the men's bathroom, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
And it's been really nice not to have to share the bathroom really a lot. Just saying.
Well, people said that's why they don't want to go back to the office.
Yeah, I get it.
They don't want to have to go poopy at the work office.
Go poopy.
That's funny. What else is trending?
Well, Match.com just released the results of a new survey where they asked all the single ladies, all the single people, what their summer plans are. And a couple of the highlights, 70% of single people say that they're ready to go out this summer and put themselves out there as much as possible.
All right.
71% also said they want to find a serious relationship. And just shy of 60% of single people say that they want to go out this summer and get their freak on.
It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy.
Yeah, that's all you want to do this summer. Gonna tear that mask off and get down to business.
I wonder if we can expect a new baby boom in about 10, 11 months.
We need it, right? There's a baby shortage. So that's what all the single people are going to be doing. Some of the most important trending news of the day. It is National Biscuit Day for everybody, which I could play this again.
It's going to get hot.
Yeah.
It's going to get steamy.
Tin that biscuit open. And if you're one of the many people who plan on celebrating by heading to Red Lobster to shove in some biscuits into your biscuit hole, there's a new job out there for you. Red Lobster is hiring the chief biscuit officer position.
All right, a CBO.
It's the first of its kind, Tom. What you have to do is you have to be like one of their goofy rewards members or whatever and go onto their app and enter. It's a whole thing. But if you get selected to be the chief biscuit officer, you basically get free Cheddar Bay biscuits anytime with your order for free.
Oh, right.
Online, in the restaurant, free biscuits up in here. Along with that, you're going to get $1,000 worth of Red Lobster gift cards. classy. VIP status at your favorite Red Lobster location. So maybe they'll have like a little parking spot out front for you or something.
Reserved for the CBO.
And the highlight, you're going to get the very special honor of weighing in on the new dishes. They're going to be coming out at Red Lobster. Apparently, they're putting all new flatware out. So.
Oh, the power you would have.
Wow, right? So,
hey,
it's exciting.
I got a question for you.
What?
Is this a potential segment on Monday? You were talking about people had to be, how'd you refer to it? Their goofy rewards members
program.
Or whatever?
Everyone's got one.
That's the thing. Every store I go into, they say, are you a rewards member? And I'm like, no, I'm not a reward. I don't think I'm a rewards member anywhere. I'd have to think about it. But it's funny that every place, like now, if you go to Red Lobster, you could be a rewards member.
Do you have your rewards number?
Who are these people who are rewards members at Red Lobster?
It's like you have to sign up for all this junk now to get discounts. I complain about it every single time I have to go into a grocery store. And to get the coupons or whatever's on sale, you got to open your app, find it in the app, add it to your card. I'm like, just put it on sale.
But I wonder if we could have people call in and tell us the goofy things that they are a rewards member of.
That's pretty good.
Like, would people respond to that?
Maybe. Might have to be a Facebook question.
Wonder if we should post it today, and then by Monday we'll be able to gauge what the results
maybe.
Are.
More news about the Friends reunion came oozing out yesterday. They dropped a little trailer type thing. I watched it. It was cute. Whatever. It's finally coming to HBO Max on the 27th of this month. So 2 weeks from yesterday, it's hitting the airwaves. The thing with this is they're going to jam pack it full of celebrity guests. Justin Bieber is going to be a part of it. Lady Gaga, BTS, Reese Witherspoon, Tom Selleck, Cindy Crawford. What's she been up to? James Corden, and a whole lot more. And we were joking this morning because I feel like this just tells me that the original cast can't carry this show anymore.
So they
got a packet full of a bunch of guest stars.
That, and they might have gotten into it a little ways when they were talking about it, and they realized that the six of them just sitting down, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? That lasts about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're like,
because
what
can they do after about 6 or 8 minutes of just catching up?
Let's see what Justin Bieber has to say about this.
Yeah.
Yo, I wasn't even old enough to watch the show, playa. I've never heard of this.
My mother used to watch this show.
Your mother.
This is a funny little survey coming out this morning. Somebody asked 1,200 people which animals they could beat in a fight. pretty
like
long.
What?
We'll start at the bottom. A rat. Yeah. 72% of people said they could beat a rat. A house cat in a fight. Yes. 69%. A goose at the park. Now, I will tell you that those little animals are more aggressive than you think. Those birds.
They're frightening.
They're frightening. They will snap a finger right off.
I've played on golf courses in the past where we had to run from them.
They will chase you down. So
yeah.
I don't know. An eagle. 30% of people said, yeah, you know, it's an attack from the air, so you probably grab it or something. I don't know. Kangaroos on the list. A wolf.
No way.
They're
you
strong.
Cannot beat a kangaroo.
No. A crocodile.
Please.
A gorilla. No.
What percentage of people are saying they can beat crocodiles and gorillas?
I would say a crocodile would be easier to beat than a gorilla. All you got to do is get on the crocodile's back and do that thing where you pull the jaw back from the top.
All you got to do.
Doesn't seem that difficult.
That's all you got to do, people, is
fancy
get on the crocodile's back.
It's like riding the bull at the Grizzly Rose.
Yeah, huh? You go first.
Now, a gorilla, on the other hand, that gorilla will beat you down. Don't they have the strength of like 14 men or something like that? Maybe 15. And then the top two, an elephant and a lion on the list.
Okay, who are these morons?
Oh, I'll give you one more. 6%. 6% of Americans think they could beat up a grizzly bear. Again, the strength of multiple men.
That is that's like Darwin's law. That'll thin our herd a little bit.
Go
these
to YouTube
go
today.
Go out there and can do that.
And do a search on YouTube of grizzly bears fighting each other. There's not a chance you could beat a grizzly.
I'll tell you this. Go instead watch that scene from The Revenant with Leo DiCaprio where he's attacked by the bear. Then let's see how confident you are.
Go for his eyes! Go for his eyes! Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the video that's gone viral. It's a meteorologist in Minneapolis. Jennifer something or other standing there making up the weather. And while she was doing the weather, there was a technical glitch, and it caused multiple images of her to start coming out on the screen. It was really trippy looking, and she started cracking herself up, and her laugh is just contagious, and I love that she was making fun of herself, and I love when mishaps happen to local TV stations. It's just the greatest thing. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.